You've arrived at the chapel on Ouderzijds. Maybe you've found a spot indoors, or you're outside looking out over the water. In the 1950s, a minister and his wife set up a living community in this chapel, from where they wished to establish the presence of Christ in the Red Light District. They did this first and foremost by being physically present in the chapel, but also by doing a lot of voluntary work in the area. In the busyness of the Red Light District, the chapel is a quiet place, a place of peace. It borders on Amsterdam's biggest sex theatre, Casa Rosso, which hosts live sex shows. It's just a few yards away. But here you are in a place that is used daily for prayer and worship. Can you see the Bible on the stand? It's positioned there because the Word of God has a central role in this place. If you look on the floor, you can see that the stones have been laid to form a pattern of circles coming from the Word of God, getting bigger and bigger, like rippling water. The circular pattern even continues outside, spilling onto the pavement. Every day, hundreds of people walk over this pattern, unaware. But God is present here, in the silence, in the hustle and bustle. He is here, for everyone. Inside the chapel, there's a beautiful painting of a shepherd carrying a lamb on his shoulders. This represents Jesus, looking for the lost sheep. And he is right here, in the Red Light District, looking for those who are lost. In this sacred space, we'll continue to listen to Dana's story. And after that, we'll take a minute of silence.
I long for silence. I long for rest. This place is always so stressful, with the constant pressure to earn enough money. And it's never enough. People come here because they think that this place is fun. And especially at night, many of the visitors stumble around the streets totally intoxicated. All around the world, people have heard about the Red Lights District in Amsterdam. Sex theatres, little alleyways, women in skimpy lingerie behind the windows, laughter, cheering, shouting. This place clings to you. The atmosphere is stifling. It's more than just the busyness and the noise. It's the gravity of the place itself. A few days ago, I had a whole group of guys standing outside my window. They were making fun of me. And finally, one of them came in, whilst the others made remarks outside. They kept on jeering and making a noise until he finally came out again. Then they proceeded to ridicule me for a while before finally leaving me be. This is a different world. A place in which I can only survive if I smile and pretend that I don't care. I work 6 days a week, and the seventh day I spend lying in bed in a dark room. Curtains closed, and lights out. No noise, no light, no contact. Just darkness and silence. There is nothing. It's as though my mind stops as well. I don't feel anything. I don't think about anything. I am nothing. My body and my mind need the stillness to recover. The noise, the lights, and the constant humiliation are exhausting. I never really have proper encounters with people. I'm just an object to be used. People seem to lose any sense of constraint and lose themselves in blustering and shouting. Only on the very odd occasion that there's a split second of silence do I see something different. A flicker of shame, of discomfort, but it never lasts long. I'm desperate for silence. A deafening silence. Without music, without shouting, just silence. Silence that lasts a long time. Silence in which people would actually look at me, look me in the eye, and talk to me without putting on a facade. Would people really still abuse me? Hurt me? Ridicule me? Or would they truly see me? Wouldn't people wonder who I really am and what on earth we're all doing? I long for authenticity. I long to be seen. And I long for a new life with new opportunities. Is there anyone who sees me? Is there anyone who will stand up for me? Anyone who dares to see me as a human being, as a woman, and not as a whore?
Let this moment sink in. Take another look at the ripple effect the stones are creating from God's word out onto the streets and into the red light district. Jesus calls himself the living word. As you're walking to the next stop, have a think about one of the things he said. My peace I give to you. What is that peace like? Who does he mean by you? And is that kind of peace possible in a place like this? Have a think about it as you walk on. My peace, a gift to you.